Welcome back to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Richard Kemp. Today is becoming my favorite day of the week. Why, you might ask? Because today I get to visit with the sweet and lovely Nancy Addison, certified nutritionist, chef, health counselor, and a number one best-selling author. Nancy and I have started this informational segment called Food for Medicine, and Nancy Addison is a great resource of healthy, organic information to get us in the right direction. Hi, Nancy. How are you today?
Hi, Richard. I'm doing great and so happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much. Food for Medicine, I love the title. What words of wisdom do you have for us?
Well, today I thought I would talk about an herb that I think is really fantastic, and it has so many beneficial properties that can actually help therapeutically with viruses, bacteria, diseases, chronic conditions. It can play a lead role in your health if you start adding it to your recipes.
What herb are you talking about?
I'm talking about turmeric.
Ooh, turmeric.
And turmeric, one of the ingredients in turmeric is curcumin, which a lot of people in the U.S. just call cumin, kind of for short. And you might see it and taste it a lot in Indian cuisine. They use it quite a lot in the Asian parts of the world, the Indian parts of the world, as a spice in many of their recipes. One of the reasons they do this is because it helps with all kinds of things. Like, it can help with indigestion and heartburn. It protects the brain and the cardiovascular system, boosts your immunity. And it's really easy to do. It could also help with inflammation of any kind. So adding something like turmeric to some of your recipes would be really beneficial for your health and so easy to do.
Well, I can see where that might work in chili, spicy foods, things that we eat out here in West Texas.
Absolutely. And, you know, that would be an ideal way to use it because turmeric is fat soluble and it actually is better absorbed by your body if it's combined with something that has fat in it. So something like a chili that has natural fats added to it with the ingredients, then the turmeric would definitely be absorbed by your body better.
Well, it sounds wonderful. Turmeric, who knew?
You can also add it to things like stir fries, and it will boost the flavor of, say, something like a fish, a vegetable, or a rice dish. And if you add a little bit of coconut oil to it when you're cooking it, you'll have that bit of fat in there that helps you absorb it more effectively.
Well, now that you mentioned coconut oil, I've become a coconut oil fanatic. I use that as much as possible.
Yeah, well, it gives you energy and it helps with your brain acuity. And so, you know, lots of really positive benefits of using coconut oil. And just always make sure that it's pure and organic because you want to avoid anything that's hydrogenated.
Right. Wonderful.
Well, and if you, just one more little quick tip here on turmeric, if you add some black pepper with it, that can actually increase the bioavailability or absorption of the turmeric by over 1,000 times.
Wow, very good. Well, for more information, you can log on to organichealthylifestyle.com, where you can also sign up for the free newsletter.
Yes, I just send it out once a month, so it's not a bunch of spam. I know everybody's, you know, got enough emails to deal with every day. When you do sign up for my once a month newsletter, you will get my free grocery store shopping email.
Wonderful. And when you shop at Amazon, as we all do, Nancy Addison has an author page where her 5 books are available. Thank you so much, Nancy, for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, stay tuned, everybody, because when I come back from this break, we're going to be having a block party in downtown Abilene. I'm inviting everyone to join me on October 24th. Details to follow. Back in a flash.